Disturber of the Peace, The Life of H.L. Mencken, by William Manchester. Second edition, with a new introduction and envoy.
To Julie Manchester, with love and pride.
The liberation of the human mind has never been furthered by dunderheads. It has been furthered by gay fellows who heaved dead cats into sanctuaries and then went roistering down the highways of the world, proving to all men that doubt, after all, was safe, that the god in the sanctuary was finite in his power and hence a fraud. One horse laugh is worth 10,000 syllogisms. It is not only more effective, it is also vastly more intelligent. Prejudices, Fourth Series. Any questioning of the moral ideas that prevail, the principal business, it must be plain, of the novelist, the serious dramatist, the professed inquirer into human motives and acts, is received with the utmost hostility. To attempt such an enterprise is to disturb the peace, and the disturber of the peace, in the national view, quickly passes over into the downright criminal. A Book of Prefaces. Introduction to the 1986 edition.
"The cooks here do a swell job with soft-shell crabs,"
Mencken said in a gravelly voice, peering at me over his spectacles. Beneath the old-fashioned center part of his white hair, his pot-blue eyes gleamed like twin gas jets.
"They fry 'em in the oil together," he rasped. "Then they add a small jockstrap of bacon."
It was June 2nd, 1947. We were in the dining room of the Maryland Club, the bastion of Baltimore power. The meeting was our first. I had just flown in from a Midwestern graduate school where I was writing my dissertation on his early literary...